Well, as we were just discussing there, the Ensuring Integrity Bill is the next showdown between the government and Labor. The Prime Minister, though, has already been on the warpath against his own MPs this week. Peter Van Onselen is political editor with the 10 Network. PVO, welcome back. Oh, let me turn on your microphone there. Peter, the Prime Minister laid down the law to MPs in the joint party room yesterday to stop talking out of school on issues like New Start, superannuation guarantee, nuclear power. The quote is, "Don't run off on issues we didn't take to the election. You are showing disrespect to your colleagues." Are people heeding that message? I know Craig Kelly is already out calling for the family home, for instance, to be included in the pension asset test.
No, they're not. I mean, you've got Craig Kelly. You've obviously had the likes of Barnaby Joyce and McGrath on issues from nuclear to New Start, you name it. There's been plenty of talk about issues that they didn't take to the election. But Fran, what does the Prime Minister want his team to do? Just take a vow of silence? They didn't exactly have a huge agenda going into the election campaign. If they're only going to talk about the things that they ran on, then they're only going to spend the whole time talking about Labor. And that's one of the issues here, isn't it? Scott Morrison was so good at carving up Labor, Bill Shorten, and his policies in particular. He wants to keep that attack, is the impression I get with the return of Parliament and the approach that he's got. His colleagues, some of them at least, the ideologues, or at least people with some policy areas that they're interested in, they want to now say, look, we've got some authority, let's go for it. I know where the Prime Minister's coming from, because it does upset voters when you don't take something to the election and you campaign afterwards. But by the same token, they didn't think they were going to win, so they don't have much of an agenda. Exactly.
The Energy Minister, Angus Taylor, was very much the focus of Labor in Question Time yesterday. Now today we see BHP, one of the major industrial emitters of the world, announcing it's going to spend more than $570 million on new technology to cut its carbon output. The quote is, "We must take a product stewardship role for all our emissions. Global warming is an emerging crisis." That's the chief executive of BHP, Andrew McKenzie. What kind of heat does that put on the Australian government, for instance, to do more around climate, but also on responsibility for instance, developing the Galilee Basin, the emissions that will come from that coal?
Look, it should put pressure on them because it is a major issue. I've got it in front of me, front page of the Oz. It's been reported pretty widely. But this is the kind of thing that business has been doing for a while. The fact that it's BHP is not insignificant, obviously, given what they do for a living. But everything from banks right through to other forms of business have long been strong advocates, not just for the reality of climate change, but for the need for action. This puts added pressure, though, given the sector that they are in. Whether the government goes there or not is hard to know. I mean, they've bucked the trend of the business community on issues, for example, like gender. So why wouldn't they? And same-sex marriage for a long time before they came on board.
And New Start?
Eventually, New Start as well. So many issues that they buck business on. Climate change, though, it's always been a culture war issue. So having an organisation like BHP say this is a real crisis, that's not insignificant.
Peter, thank you very much.
Good to chat.
Peter Van Onselen, Professor of Politics at Griffith University and the Uni of WA.